Ever feel like your fitness routine needs like a serious GPS update? Well, get ready to throw out that old roadmap because today's deep dive, we are exploring the world of AI fitness coaches.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like in 2024, even our workouts are going digital.
Totally. And we actually have a really interesting article here that just came out today called Transform Your Workout with AI Fitness Coaches. But can an app really replace a real human trainer? You know, that feeling of someone yelling encouragement at you in the gym, or maybe threats, depending on the trainer.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I had this one trainer who, like, made me sprint until I saw stars. Good times, good times.
Well, you bring up a good point. It's like a real-life trainer might be kind of hard to replicate, especially like that sprint until you see stars motivation.
Yeah.
But the idea, at least from what I'm getting from this article, is that it's not really about replacement. It's more about accessibility, right?
Okay.
Because, like, not everyone can afford a personal trainer or even, like, make it to the gym on a regular basis. So the article's arguing that these AI fitness coaches can kind of bridge that gap.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But, like, what does an AI fitness coach even do? Does it just, like, throw random exercises at you? Or is there, like, a method to the digital madness?
Think of it less as like a random workout generator and more like having like a hyper-personalized fitness plan that evolves as you evolve.
Okay.
So the article explains that these apps use like all these crazy algorithms to analyze your fitness level mm-hmm. and your goals, even like your schedule and your preferences. And it uses all of that to create a program that's constantly adapting.
Oh, so no more buying those like generic get ripped in 30 days plans that just leave you feeling like you wrestled a walrus.
Exactly. Yeah, no more of that. And it's not just about the plan, it's the ongoing adjustments, right?
Right.
So remember when we talked about like those sleep tracking rings that use biofeedback?
Yeah, yeah.
This is kind of in the same vein, right?
Mm-hmm.
The article talks about how AI fitness coaches can actually take data from wearable tech. So your workout adjusts based on your sleep, your stress levels, all that.
Wow. Now that is what I call personalized fitness. But I mean, is there a risk of it being, I don't know, a little too impersonal? Like my phone is just spitting out commands instead of a real human, like cheering me on?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's definitely like a key difference that the article brings up between AI and human trainers, that human connection. While AI might be great at providing customized plans and like 24/7 accessibility, sometimes you just need a person.
Yeah.
Right?
So true. Sometimes you just need a real person to like high five you after a good workout.
Exactly.
Or gently nudge you off the couch when, you know, your motivation is taking a nosedive.
For sure.
Okay. So human touch aside, let's get a little techie for a sec. How does the AI in these coaches actually work? It's not magic, right?
Definitely not magic. Well, maybe sometimes it feels like magic. But really what this article is saying is that these apps use something called machine learning. So basically they're like gobbling up tons of data.
Okay.
Like think fitness studies, user info, even your own workout history. And they use all that to learn and improve.
So the more you use it, the smarter it gets.
Exactly.
Huh. Kind of like how my music app seems to know my taste in music better than I do after a while.
Yeah, totally. But instead of recommending like your next favorite song, it's tailoring your entire workout regimen.
Oh, okay.
And the article specifically mentions a couple of things. It talks about gamification. And it also talks about data analytics.
Ooh, gamification. Okay, so as someone who may or may not be motivated by earning virtual badges and stuff, tell me more.
Right. Well, it might seem kind of silly.
Yeah.
But it actually like really works. The article talks about how these apps, they tap into our psychology, you know.
Yeah.
Using rewards, challenges, they even have like virtual leaderboards, all these things to keep us engaged.
It's like those fitness trackers that let you like compete with your friends, right?
Right, exactly.
Suddenly you're not just working out, you're like defending your honor.
Exactly.
Speaking of data, the article also mentioned that these AI coaches are like data ninjas.
Yeah, they track everything. So like your reps, your heart rate, even like how many times you hit the snooze button on your rest timer.
Oh man, busted.
But the really cool part is they don't just collect the data. They translate it, right? So it's not just like you're looking at a bunch of random numbers. You're actually getting like real insights from it.
So instead of just seeing like, oh, I did 10 reps, it's like, hey, you're pushing yourself way harder on Tuesdays. Maybe we should adjust your schedule or something like that.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And the article really emphasizes how motivating that can be for some people. They see these tangible improvements.
Yeah.
And that just like fuels them to keep going. It's like having a personal data analyst, like cheering you on from the sidelines.
Okay. I'm starting to see the appeal here, but with all this talk about data, what about privacy? Like, does the article, do they address those concerns at all?
Yeah, they touch on it a bit.
Yeah.
But that could honestly be like a whole other deep dive.
Yeah.
I think the short answer is like with any tech that's collecting personal info, you got to like read the fine print.
Yeah.
You know, really make sure you understand what data the app is accessing and how it's being used.
Good advice. So let's say I'm sold. I'm ready to jump into this whole AI fitness coaching thing. How do I actually choose the right one for me? Because I imagine they're not all created equal. It really does feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack of fitness apps. So where do we even begin?
Right. Well, the article gives us some good advice, I think.
Yeah.
See, first you got to think about like what you need, right? Like, are you a yoga person? Are you training for a marathon? Or are you just, you know, someone who needs a little extra help to get off the couch?
So basically find an app that actually aligns with your goals.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to like shop around a little,
yeah.
Maybe try a few free trials, read reviews, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because I mean, the article really stresses that user experience is huge.
Yeah, for sure.
Like you want an app that's intuitive and visually appealing, maybe even a little fun to use, right?
Totally. Because who wants to like open a fitness app and it looks like it was designed by a robot from the 80s? No thanks.
Right.
So we've got personalization, we've got user experience. What else should we be looking out for?
Well, the article mentions integration. Like, do you wear a fitness tracker?
Yeah.
Do you use any other, like, health apps?
Mm.
It's really important to find an AI coach that works well with the tech you're already using.
Makes sense.
Because the more connected it is, the more data it has to personalize your plan.
Data synergy. I like it. Okay, but before we get too lost in the digital weeds here, I kind of want to, like, zoom out for a sec and talk about the bigger picture, because the article kind of hints at like the future of AI fitness coaching. And honestly, it sounds kind of wild. So what's on the horizon?
Well, I mean, imagine a world where your AI fitness coach is so integrated, it's like it can read your mind.
Okay.
Or at least like all of your biofeedback.
Okay.
The article is predicting deeper integration with wearable tech in the future. So it's not just going to be tracking your steps and your sleep, but also like your mood, your stress levels, and it's going to adjust your workout on the fly.
Whoa, that's like having a fitness clairvoyant right on your wrist. but seriously, that level of personalization could be a game changer, especially for, you know, people with certain health conditions.
Absolutely, yeah. And if that wasn't enough, the article also talks about like the rise of AI-generated workout routines.
Okay.
So we're talking about programs that adapt not only to your fitness level, but also to, like, how your body's feeling that day.
So no more, like, pushing through a workout when you're feeling under the weather?
Yeah, like, no need to skip your workout and then feel guilty about it later.
Sign me up.
Right. And get this, because the article wraps up with this. With a glimpse into this world where virtual reality and augmented reality are going to start colliding with AI fitness.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So imagine working out with a virtual trainer.
Okay.
In like some exotic location, all from, you know, your living room.
Wow. Working out on a beach while my real life self is like snacking on something. What could go wrong? But no, seriously, the possibilities are kind of mind blowing.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, I think like the big takeaway from this article is that AI fitness coaching is definitely still in its early stages.
Right.
But the potential is huge.
Yeah. You know,
it's all about making fitness more accessible, more personalized, and honestly, more enjoyable, hopefully.
And maybe a little addictive, too. Who knows? We'll have to see how it all plays out. Well, for our listeners who are ready to, like, ditch their old gym routine and explore the world of AI fitness coaches, we highly recommend checking out the full article. It's called Transform Your Workout with AI Fitness Coaches. It came out today, and it's a really interesting read. Until next time, everyone, happy training.